Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, The Lord Loves Justice, and is found in Isaiah chapter 61, verses 8 through 11, and chapter 62, verses 2 through 4. Just a few prior Sundays, the lesson was about God's just servant. Today's lesson is a continuation of our look at this servant. We concluded that the servant, generally speaking, was anyone who is doing what the servant is doing. The servant, while showing the world what justice is and what it looks like, is proclaiming the good news of salvation, mercy, and forgiveness to all who are predestined to receive it. The servant's message is to the people of God. He cites God as saying he will compensate or reward his people for their faithfulness with an everlasting covenant. The rest of the passages in the lesson are describing the effects those to whom the servant is sent and ministers to will have upon those in their midst. For example, they shall stand out among people, and those who see them will see that they are the blessed of God. The servant expresses his gratitude for all God has done and is doing for him and through him. He praises God for what he is doing in the eyes of all the nations or people on the earth. He, the servant, speaking to those to whom he is sent, tells them how the rest of the world will see them. Righteousness, glory, and a new name shall be given them by the Lord. They shall be seen as the Lord's royal treasure. The people who may at one time been called and seen as desolate and forsaken shall be seen that way no more. In our BTU, we are studying 2 Peter chapter 2, in which Peter describes the Christian's new identity. It fits in with what Isaiah is saying about the servant and the people of God. Today, the people of God are called to stand out and appear different and blessed from the rest of the world. They are a royal treasure and part of a royal family, and are called to show forth the praise of God who has called us out of darkness to the light. God wants to use his church today just as the servant and those he ministered to were used to glorify God then. We shall do this by forgetting and leaving behind our past life and allowing God to elevate us with his glory and righteousness in our new identity. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m. live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.